You have come out at the water. People walk their usual routes around this pond. Water birds drift on it. It looks like an ordinary park. Its name is Ryutan, the dragon's pool. And it is not natural. This pond was a national project, 600 years ago. It began, so the story goes, with a suggestion from a visitor. Around 1425, an envoy arrived from Ming China and proposed that a garden be laid out on the north side of the castle. The king at the time was Shōhashi, the man who had unified the island. He gave the task to his chief minister, a man named Kaiki. And here is the part one like. Kaiki sailed to China. He toured famous gardens and ponds there, came home, and only then began work. A study trip abroad, for a garden. It tells you how seriously this small kingdom took the project. The pond was completed around 1427. Its circumference is roughly 416 meters. The earth dug out of it was not thrown away. It was piled up on the south side to make a hill, and trees and flowers gathered from home and abroad were planted there. If the ground south of the pond looks slightly raised, that is what you are looking at. 600-year-old spoil. A stone monument recorded all of this. It carries the date 1427, and it is among the oldest inscriptions surviving in the Ryukyus. The inscription describes fish swimming, flowers around the banks, and the castle reflected in the water. It calls the view the finest in all Ryukyu. The people who wrote that were admiring the same composition you can see now. The pond has a second name too. Local people called it Iugumui, which means simply the pond with fish in it. The dragon's pool and the fish pond. One piece of water, two names, one from the court and one from daily life. Now, the day this pond mattered most. An envoy from the Chinese emperor arrived with a party of several hundred people and stayed in Ryukyu for around half a year. The court held 7 official banquets during the visit. One of them, held on the 9th day of the 9th month of the old calendar, took place here. Dragon boats were put on the water and raced. The king and the envoy watched from a pavilion on the bank, with dance performed alongside. A painting of the scene survives. There is also a record of boating here in 1714. For a few days at a time, this pond was a floating banquet hall. Dragon boat races are still held on the sea near Naha in early summer. But in the age of the kingdom, the boats also ran here, on a pond on top of a hill. Look across the water from the south bank, and you will see the ramparts of the castle. That is the view the inscription praised 600 years ago, and the view painters have returned to ever since. With the main hall rebuilt, it is close to complete again. Late afternoon, when the surface turns gold, is the best time. One caution. There are stretches of this bank with no railing. If you have children with you, keep them close. And remember, this is somebody's daily walk.